Now on to our final game. It is Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Peter and Roxanne each have 3. Adam has 2.
All right. That means, Adam, that you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. On Monday, the ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia took effect in blank.
Syria.
Right, saying he didn't want it to become a distraction. Former British Prime Minister blank announced that he was resigning from Parliament.
David Cameron.
Right. This week, the New Hampshire union leader endorsed Libertarian candidate blank.
Gary Johnson.
Yes. A suspected drunk driver was arrested in Washington State this week after he crashed into blank.
A McDonald's?
A sign saying, please don't drink and drive. On Sunday, Angelique Kerber defeated Karolina Pliskova to win the blank.
U.S. Open?
Right. On Monday, a candidate for Senate in Louisiana denied spreading rumors about his opponent, saying blank.
Don't know.
He said, quote, I want to be very clear that my campaign played absolutely no role in creating the story alleging Congressman Bustani's sexual relationships with prostitutes who were later murdered, unquote.
I did hear that.
Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
4 right. 8 more points. He has a total of 10, and he's in the lead.
Well, that's exciting. I hope that lasts. Well, we flipped a coin, and Roxanne has elected to go last. So, Peter, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the New York Attorney General opened an investigation into blank's charitable foundation.
Donald Trump.
Right. On Monday, the NCAA announced it was moving 7 championship events out of blank over that state's bathroom law.
North Carolina.
Right. On Wednesday, prosecutors filed corruption charges against Luis Inácio da Silva, the former president of blank.
Brazil.
Right. In recognition of their progress toward democracy, President Obama announced he was ready to lift the sanctions on blank.
Myanmar?
Right. Despite not knowing the exact address, a New Zealand resident successfully sent a piece of mail to an acquaintance by addressing it blank.
My friend Hector.
No, he addressed it, and I quote from the envelope, Scott from Scotland, aged about 60-70, corner of Tenroto Road, almost by a bridge, has a Japanese wife who may be older, but looks about 20. Also has a daughter about 3, loves history, good sense of humor, tells a good tale, rural delivery area, sort of southeast of Gisborne. And it got to him.
That's awesome.
On Tuesday, Russian hackers released information stolen from the World Anti-Doping Agency about Simone Biles and the blank sisters.
Williams.
Right. This week, Samsung announced that replacements would arrive soon for users of the Galaxy Note 7, which is known to blank.
Light on fire.
This week, an alleged flasher in England fled the scene after one of his victims blanked.
Criticized his manhood.
That's exactly what happened. The flasher, and we presume he was wearing the classic raincoat of the flasher, exposed himself, and one of the victims looked at him and said, quote, for goodness sake, I know it's a cold day, but that is just a poor excuse for a willy.
Wow.
Despite fleeing the scene, the alleged flasher was eventually arrested when police realized that a man with that poor an excuse for a willy would have to be driving a BMW 7 Series. And easily found him. Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Well, Peter got 7 right, 14 more points, and a very healthy 17 for the lead.
Wow. Wow. How many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win.
This is the kind of challenge that our Roxanne lives for.
Oh,
I'm not mistaken.
Oh, hush.
Here we go. Fill in the blank, Roxanne. Despite the threat of sanctions from the U.S., this week, blank demanded to be recognized as a legitimate nuclear weapon state.
North Korea?
Right. On Wednesday, pharmaceutical giant Bayer announced a $66 billion buyout of agricultural supply maker blank.
Monsanto.
Right. On Tuesday, Bernie Sanders joined the members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe to protest the blank.
The Dakota Pipeline?
Exactly right. Okay. This week, it was announced that President Obama would veto a bill that allowed 9/11 families to sue blank.
Saudi Arabia.
Right, after receiving complaints about the lack of diversity on stage at its recent iPhone launch, Apple pointed out blank.
That a lot of people who weren't white buy iPhones.
No, they pointed out that they had a Canadian on stage. What are you complaining about? Yeah. This week, a doctor in Minnesota announced he had created a $50 alternative for the recently price-hiked blank.
EpiPen?
Right. Following Colin Kaepernick's lead, several more NFL players kneeled during the blank this week.
National anthem.
Right. A woman who contracted E. coli after eating a Chipotle burrito successfully sued the company and demanded blank.
I have no idea, so I'm going to say lifelong burritos from Chipotle.
You are so close, I'll give it to you. It is, in fact, free burritos. That's what you wanted.
Awesome.
A 19-year-old who was hospitalized after eating Chipotle last year immediately sought out an attorney and told him that, in addition to damages, she wanted to sue for as many free burritos she could get. Chipotle settled the case this week for an undisclosed amount of cash and 3 dozen free burrito coupons.
That's smart. That means she's got 3 dozen more chances to sue.
Exactly right.
And then you multiply that by 36 and you're looking at
all
infinite
sudden,
burritos.
It's really true. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Peter, we have a tie.
Oh, my gosh.
Roxanne and Peter at 17.